You're listening to KPCR 101.9 FM in Santa Cruz. This is Salt Lake Dirt with Kyler Bingham. We are continuing our coverage of FilmQuest 2023 up in Provo, Utah. I've seen some incredible films, features, short films, all kinds of interesting projects, including one I'm really excited to talk about. We have the filmmaker here, Michael Rich, to talk about the film The Cue. Michael, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Kyler. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So this, like, this film, this concept really was interesting to me. I would love for you to tell people a bit about it and then kind of how the idea came to you.
For sure. So I did a short film. I wrote it and directed it. It's called The Cue. And it is about a man who starts a job as a content moderator for a social media site. And this job entails reviewing extreme and obscene videos on the web. This is a real job that people have to do. That's where the idea came out of, is that Facebook, Twitter, all these big social media companies, some content is automatically filtered through AI and other means, but in some cases, the material reaches real human beings. A lot of these people are based in the Philippines, but there are some people based in the US who do this job. And so I read an article about it. I read another article about it. I listened to some podcasts and I thought, wow, how has nobody done that as a horror movie? Yeah. Now there's like three other movies with this premise, all coming out at the same time. But yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I did a Citizens Academy with the FBI a few years ago, and they had someone come in who their job was to like view horrific things. Like that was their thing. And then that was like the starting point to view this. And then it went on to other departments. But I just can't imagine like the impact on the psyche this would have on a person. It truly is a horror film. I mean, when you think about it, I felt like the guy, our main character in The Cue, just did such an incredible job showing the emotions and kind of the shock, and like he's just an incredible actor. I'm curious where you found him.
Yeah, so our lead actor was Bert Bulos, and he's been a friend of a friend for many years. One day he came up to me and he's like, "Hey, I'm an actor," and everybody in LA is an actor. So I was like, "Okay, whatever." But then I saw him real, and I'm like, "Wow, this guy really is an actor. He's really, really good." So I went to him and I asked him, "Hey, would you do a horror short film?" And he said, yeah, of course. And I said, okay, I'm going to get you the script for it. I actually didn't have a script. I was just waiting to see if he would be willing to do a horror short film. So I went home, wrote the script and got to him the next month and said, oh, sorry for the delay. Here's the script I was telling you about. And yeah, so the script was written around him based on, you know, what I know about him as a person and just some of the other roles that I saw him cast in. So he did an amazing job, and I don't think the movie would work without his performance.
Yeah, I mean, it was just so strong. I think like when you're making a short, it really, like, it's make or break it. I mean, you can have the best script and everyone else behind the scenes, but like the acting, it's like it carries so much weight because there's so much pressure on that short amount of time to convey this world. And when there's maybe not so much dialogue, I mean, that just really impresses me when someone is able to communicate those feelings and you're really in it with the person. So I'm curious about so you wrote in about a month with him in mind. When you're writing under like kind of like a self-imposed pressure in a way. So you have your actor in place, but the other things that come into play, you know, cause you know, financially you gotta be super aware of where you're spending money and where you can do without. So when you were writing it, did you have this location in mind? Was it something you had to find? How did you go about that?
Yeah, for sure. So we shot it out in Los Angeles. And I think the hardest part about shooting in Los Angeles is finding locations. I'm from Missouri originally. If I wanted to shoot in a Mexican restaurant, any Mexican restaurant would be excited to have me there. You know, in LA, every Mexican restaurant has been hit up by somebody wanting to shoot there. So Actually, what I did for this is I Googled bad office location. And I went on Google Images and this popped up on PeerSpace. And surprisingly, it was easy to find well-to-do offices, but I really wanted to evoke this feeling that I had at this really bad job I had a couple of years ago where the carpet is stained, there's missing ceiling tiles. So I found this location through Google Images. I was like, oh, it's rentable. That's crazy. And so I actually wrote the script too around that location, and I was able to visit it to see, because you always have grandiose ideas in your mind about how you're going to move the camera, but this was so small. So then but it allowed me to have time to figure that out and how we would place things and make it interesting, even though it was cramped. So yeah, it was even written around the location, which is a rare thing. Usually I have the script first and then I try and match it.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool. And how about the effects? I mean, there's some pretty cool effects that kind of weave in and out of here. What I would love to hear you talk about that. Who was involved in that process? I just thought it was done very well.
Yeah, for sure. So we have some practical effects in it. We had a great makeup woman named Sheena, who I've worked with a lot, and she came in and did some of the bloody stuff, which was fun. We have like an item that moves on its own, which is funny because that to me was like the easiest trick to do. It was just, this piece of equipment on a green stick, and I just moved it and then painted it out afterwards. And I am very technically improficient, so if I was able to do it, I know it was easy
Looked
to
really
do.
good,
But sometimes it's just like the easier stuff, it just looks more believable. And then also, of course, we have like the computer screen. So spoiler alert, you don't see the videos, but you do see the screen at times. And so I worked with my buddy Alex, and he helped me create the interface and properly superimpose it on the actual computer that we shot with on set.
Very cool. So you're in Provo right now, out Film Quest, and the film screen Saturday, November 4th. Tell us about your experience so far at the festival.
Well, FilmQuest has been like a white whale for a little while. I've had some projects that I've submitted that didn't get in, and so I really, really it's not good, but I put some pressure on myself, like I'm gonna get into FilmQuest, like I'm gonna make a good enough movie to get into FilmQuest. And everybody talks it up. I've had many filmmaker friends say you got to make it out, and it's been awesome so far. It's intense though. It's 10 days straight of movie after luncheon, after party, after karaoke. But I came here with my wife, who was also the producer on the project, and we've been having a great time. So I would highly encourage anyone, even if you're not a filmmaker or just a viewer or a fan of genre movies, to come out and check it out.
Yeah, it's like one thing that I love about it is it's super welcoming, no matter who you are, like filmmaker or not. Just everyone's very cool. There doesn't seem like there's a like competition there. Everyone is just, or if there is, it's like very healthy and in its place. And it's just a blast. It's so much fun. And I love seeing, because I live here, I live in Salt Lake, and I love seeing that little street in Provo kind of transform into like an international space. It's very, very cool. Well, yeah. Have you screened this in front of audiences already, or would this be the first time it's in front of a large audience?
Yeah, we've been lucky enough to screen at a handful of festivals before this, and it's always fun to watch with an audience. Maybe not all the audience members are having fun, but it's fun for me to see them squirm. But I mean, yeah, we've had one of our best screenings was at a festival called Holly Shorts in Los
Oh
Angeles. Like, it was crazy. We played in their midnight section, and people were shrieking, people were laughing. Supposedly some woman behind us dropped her popcorn during a certain point, during a certain moment. And yeah, I mean, it's great because I edited this and worked on it for 6 or 7 months. And at a certain point, you become so numb to it, almost like maybe like the in the movie with the guy watching these videos, you almost become numb to it. So I didn't, I just thought, oh man, this is really tame. Like, this isn't working. And then that first audience reaction that we had, I was like, oh boy.
Oh, that's so cool. And I think like one thing I love about short shorts blocks is like you I think those are the best audiences when you get a bunch of people kind of packed together, kind of, you know, a lot of them there are to see different films or just to see them all. But it just seems like those audiences just are so much more, I don't know. It just they're my favorite audiences to experience films with, I think, because there's so much going on within that group of people. And they seem like they're true, like they're filmmakers or they're the people who love film. And I think you get a very like honest response, like a very visceral. And so that's so cool. I'm excited for you to experience it here at FilmQuest. I know you're going to have a great audience. And that's awesome. You've been able to experience, like, sounds like you've been here most of the festival and been able to kind of engage. And, you know, there's just some incredible people and great things. So. Yeah, any place, so, you know, this is kind of on the festival circuit now. Are there plans to put this out to like the masses so people can see it? So I'll ask that, and then kind of maybe any social media or websites you'd like to mention where people can follow your work and see what you're up to and when things are coming out and things you've done before.
Yeah, for sure. So with the queue, I submitted to a few more festivals that are taking place in March and April. We'll see if those work out. If they do, I think that's going to be the end of the run. And after that, we'll release it online somehow. And yeah, you can follow me at Mike Rich Films on Instagram. That's primarily what I use. And yeah.
Wonderful. No, again, I love the film. I just thought it was. And I'm so you said there's like other films that have kind of like taken this concept as well, but this is the first one I've seen. That's tackled this issue. And I just think, wow, it, like very intense. And it, you know, a lot of these films that I've been seeing at FilmQuest, they've really, you know, stuck with me. And I anticipate this one, you know, I just watched it today, but I've been like kind of mulling it over since I saw it. And I know it's going to kind of haunt me for a while in a good way. So thanks for making it. And thanks for being on the show. Best of luck with the screening on Saturday. And hopefully we get to meet in person up there.
Thank you so much, Kyler. I appreciate it.